Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're back again today with our guest this week, Tom Hornacek. If you didn't have a chance to tune in to the program, we began the week talking about Tom and I just sharing our own experiences of celebrating the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. And then Tom began to share the rest of his story, unfolding stories. He went from living as a Methodist, becoming a Catholic, getting married, and very inspiring stuff that he shared. If you didn't have a chance to tune into it, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to it at your leisure or go to the Ave Maria app and you can listen to it as well whenever you like. Welcome back, Tom.
Good, Peter. Good to be here with you.
Yes. Now, I know there's some key things you want to talk regarding how the Lord led you into mission today, but how about if you go back to that amazing conversation you had with your mother that was at the end of the program here, kind of set the situation and just share it again today, if you don't mind.
So it's only a few months after my first wife, Karen, passes unexpectedly, and I'm getting involved working on this bond proposal committee at the school, and I have feelings for this woman. She's Catholic. I wanted to talk to my mom about it. And so
you met a teacher. She was a teacher there?
No, she's a secretary at the school and she's a volleyball, head volleyball coach.
Oh, okay. That was it.
So anyway, I'm having feelings for her. And we've had long discussions after the meeting and there's something going on. And I always knew I could talk to my mom. So again, I said, I'm going to drive your van to Florida. They flew down because my dad had some health things that would make it too difficult. And the first night we're there, Dad's in bed and he's got his hearing aids out so he can't hear. Well, it was key because I didn't want him hearing what I had to say. Yeah. And it's when I just said, you know, Mom, I've been involved in his bond proposals and Marion Lefebvre is one of the people involved. And she says, yeah. And I said, well, I got to talk to you about something. She said, you can talk to me about anything. And I said, well, I don't know how to say this. And Tom, come on, just tell me. I said, well, I think I'm falling in love with her. And that's when my mom just... she put her head in her hands. I'll never forget this. Yeah. And she just said, you don't know what a weight you just lifted. And I'm like, what? She said, Tom, after we buried Karen, I had my eyes closed all the way home. Dad's driving. I'm just crying out to the Lord. What's Tom going to do now? What's Tom going to do now? And just as they turned the corner by their house was right there in the corner. The Lord said to her, he will marry her. And she said, I haven't told this to anybody. And I'm like, you're kidding me. She says, no, Tom.
Yeah.
I heard that. I didn't tell anybody because I didn't know who I could share it with.
And that's just what you needed in the moment.
Oh.
Karen had died just a few months earlier. All of a sudden you find yourself falling in love with a person or just being drawn to her. Did you feel guilt in those moments? Like, this is too fast. I shouldn't let this happen. Or, wow, this is happening. It's so good. I don't know what to do with it.
And that's why, then after this happened with my mom, I went and met with my parish priest. Okay. And I said, here's what's going on. I feel bad, but I feel good.
Yeah.
And he just said, well, Tom, your marriage to Karen must have been so good that you just really want someone to love and care for. And I said, I do. And it wasn't planned at all by any means, because I even told you earlier that I even thought about the priesthood at the time. It kind of crossed my mind. I didn't know that older guys could go in or any of that, but yeah. I thought about all those things. And so...
you eventually married her.
I did, yes. We got married about a year and a half, 2 years later. And she had a young daughter, teenage daughter. And we got involved in another bond proposal because we said, well, you know, if we communicate all this... well, anyway, my reason I'm sharing this is... we got very involved in the first proposal and it went down. And it went down because the mayor of our town was a young guy like me and he was no voter and all this. Well, after it went down, we would lay awake at night saying, well, we just need to sell our business to get out of town. If we don't have a school, we don't have anything in our community. And so one morning I got up and I said, Marion, I got to go to him. So I went to what everybody was called my enemy and I met with him. And
the
mayor. Said, you saw... what the schools are like. Can we work together? There's two spots on the school board. No one wanted to run for our school board at all. I said, how much do you think we should spend? Because the other proposal we tried to promote was 7 mils. It was too much. He said, 3 mils or less, just add on, remodel, add on what we need. And I said, I agree. Make a long story short, we worked together, which everyone called my enemy. We passed that bond on the first try. And that 3 mils was exactly what we needed. It healed the whole community. That 7 mils would have bankrupted the area. And so sometimes when things don't happen like you plan, it's because God has a better plan. And so that really taught me to be more reliant on Him instead of what I think. Now, it doesn't mean we don't make decisions, but also being prayerful and being patient about it. So anyway, we get involved in that. And so I just look back at the path the Lord took you on. And so we went to this one-day teaching with Jeff Cavins at Saginaw Diocese, and he about the Bible timeline. And he said, yeah, we have a trip going to Israel. We go there every year. I've been going there for 17 years. And so Marion and I said, wow, he'd be a great guy to go with. So we went. And we're out in the Sea of Galilee, and he had two boats tied together, and he did the teaching of Jesus walking out on the water. And then he said, every one of his teachings at every biblical site was about you. When are you going to get out of the boat? There's something the Lord is asking you to do, and he's waiting for you to get out of the boat. Half the people were weeping. And it's funny because at the Encounter Conference this summer, I ran into Jeff Cavins, and I just brought up that moment. He doesn't remember me. Yeah. And he said to me, Tom, I had three men who came into the priesthood who heard the call out on that boat during those pilgrimages.
Wonderful.
And I said, well, I got a call. I didn't know what it was. So we get back. We had purchased a home in East Tawas that we wanted to retire at one day. It's an hour north of Pinconning, Michigan. And we go to Mass every weekend. And the pastor, we didn't know. And I said to Marion, I said, you know, some night we need to have him over for dinner, go out. And we both says, well, not tonight. This was right after we got back from Israel. And at the end of Mass, we're the last people. And he looks at us and he says, hey, do you guys want to go to dinner tonight? And we'd just been talking about that. And we said, yeah. And we picked where we're going to meet. And we go out to the car and Marion said, that was weird. I said, oh, no. The Lord wants something done and it's going down tonight. So we go and we have dinner. And I explain, like, Ave Maria Radio. Well, one thing I left out of our story was when all that's going on in my reversion, and I got involved as a lecturer, Eucharistic minister, RCIA team. I tune in my sports talk radio station, 1440 AM in Saginaw, to get the latest Detroit Tigers stuff. And it's suddenly Ave Maria Catholic Radio. Now, I'm also listening to that. Now, I'm not telling any guys I'm listening to Catholic radio, but that's all I could listen to. Because every time I tuned in, it was like I was learning another thing about my faith that I had no idea about. So that's a little background about the effect that Ave Maria Radio had on me when they bought the sports talk station, 1440 AM in Saginaw. So anyway, he says, well, we have a license for a radio station for East Tawas, and no one's done the fundraising. They're going to lose the license if they don't do the fundraising. And I said to Marion, I got to do this. I have no idea what I'm going to do. So I went up to Berger Radio in Indian River. I met with the two founders, Tom McMahon and Father Harry Speckman. And Tom McMahon had been transformed by 990 AM down here in Detroit.
So Catholic radio helps. That's
yes. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but we pledged some money as challenge money, and I'm going to go up at the end of Mass at our parish in Oscoda and convince people why they should support this new Catholic radio station. And so I got some information from EWTN, and I did that. And if anybody ever said, you're going to go up and you're going to ask people to fill out pledge cards at the end of Mass and all that, like, no way. No way. But the Lord had been preparing all that. So then they had another license up in Alpena, and I went up and I spent 2 weekends up there. It was 4 parishes at the time, and did the fundraising there. Then they asked me to be on the board, and I got on the board. Then they asked me to be president. Now, I didn't know a lot about Catholic radio, Peter, but I knew there was a lot of problems. And so we went to the EWTN conference, and we found a couple of consultants. We donated the money to help bring them in and start changing things, and it was good. So I'm the president of Berger Radio up in northern Michigan, which is 3 hours away. I'm still involved in my business, and at the same time, I'm involved in the men's fellowship in Saginaw. In fact, part of that journey was our men's fellowship brought in Deacon Bob Irvins and Paco Gavrilides, and they did a Life in the Spirit seminar. In fact, Father Adam Mehar was there too. That was transformative. That was the first time it had all my gifts opened up.
Yeah, so... And Life in the Spirit seminar, in a nutshell, describe it for people who haven't, that don't explain it all,
sure.
But what is
yes.
it in essence?
In essence, yeah. It is a way that you can open up all of the gifts you've been given at baptism and confirmation. They get stirred up and you can actually use them, and that is, it opens up the Holy Spirit. I mean, once you go through it, Scripture will leap off the page. The Bible will have, every time you read it, it will be fresh. It will be new. It's the living word of God. And you can also receive the gift of tongues. and there are people who have interpretation of tongues. But of all these gifts, it also will convict you of sin. And one of the things they warned everybody about was, once we take you through this, that if there's any sin in your life, the Lord's going to convict you immediately. Mm-hmm. And he does. Mm-hmm. But all of this is going on. And then in our business, we had a system that played commercials over the air. And I had been doing those for like 20 years. And then we were doing some radio stuff, and I would write them, and I'd go there, having no idea that I'd be involved with Catholic radio. But the Lord was doing all those things in my life. You don't see it at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I'm involved with Berger Radio. I served there for 6 years. We turned things around, bought the studios at Traverse City. And then I just called up Mike Jones and I said, "Hey, Mike, I've stepped back from president. I've been serving for 6 years. I'll come down and volunteer at the pledge drive." And I did. And now I anchor the pledge drives. I've been doing it for a number of years. And I do community outreach at like a men's and women's conference or a good news cruise or good news conferences. I do some stuff with Heroic Men. And that is a ministry to men. They have an app with free things. Mission work with Renewal Ministries. And it was Ave Maria where I first heard about Renewal Ministries. And we went to the gathering and kind of got connected to start doing mission work. Mm-hmm. Then it was Ave Maria that I heard about Encounter Ministry School. And I went to some of their events. And then they started the school in Brighton. And I was in the first 2 years that it started. That was transformative. And I know you've spoken there a number of times.
It's amazing. I'm just, as you're describing it, people listening, how is it that you were able to go from one thing to the next? Was it, how did you experience it? Was just the Lord opening doors? Was the hunger growing and you and Miriam doing it together? Because
yes.
It's really important to understand that for each and every one of us, the Lord has a mission or missions he wants us to engage in, no matter how small, no matter where they are, but that all of us, no matter where we're planted, the Lord wants us to come into an understanding of what he might have in store for us that's particularly aligned with our gifts, right? And
yes.
And how God's placed us in our vocation and our main responsibilities and stuff like that. But also to be engaging in helping share the faith, encourage people in growing in the faith, whatever the Lord has. And I think many times people don't have that awareness or expectation that God does have a plan for them.
Yes.
Right? And then when going and saying yes to those things is where you learn that.
Yes, it's getting out of the boat.
Yeah.
You're getting out of the boat. And it's just trusting that when you get out of the boat, that you will be able to walk on the water. Now, I will say this. Marion's involved with me in a lot of these things. There's some mission trips like the Africa, Papua New Guinea that she's not interested in. And that's fine. So don't expect for your spouse what the Holy Spirit's calling you to. Mm-hmm. Encourage them, but don't try to raise your expectations that it doesn't always happen. I'm very blessed that Marion's involved in a lot of those things with me and the things that we're doing now. So you're right, Peter. So all these things, when you look back on that he was preparing you for, and mixed in there, we were formed in a neo-catechumenal community at one point. And it went on. We had a small group, and finally there weren't enough people to do it. So the Lord is always blessing you with lots of opportunities, but making the right choices to do what he really is calling you to do.
No, that's very helpful. And I think giving the Lord permission, saying, yes, Lord, but having the awareness, the expectation that it's part of the normal Catholic life. Each of us have vocations that we're primarily set in the Lord, have a lot of things on our plate. Those are extremely important. But also, the Lord wants us to be open to be able to use the gifts he's given to us to help extend his kingdom, to help bring his grace to people in a particular way, to help draw people closer to him. Tom, can you be with us one more day?
I can.
All right. Friends, hope you can join us again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.